Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Larry Haverty, portfolio manager at GAMCO Investors in Rye, New York. Larry, good morning.
Morning.
Well, I know you really want to talk about Lady Gaga in Indonesia, but instead, let me ask you about Facebook.
Score one for the Indonesians.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're learning now that Facebook has indeed boosted its price range for its IPO to $34 to $38 a share. Earlier, they were thinking $28 to $35. Is it going to work out for them?
Well, I think that the offering is going to happen, and the question is how much is the greed factor going to play. I have thought all along that the first trade would value this thing somewhere around $125 billion, and that's really the key thing because the offering is going to be, tremendously oversubscribed. You can see that with the raise in the price, and I think at $125 billion, reasonable people can differ on the valuation. I think the issue is really how the company is going to be managed, and probably this is an easier situation over a 3 to 5 year period than it is over a 6 to 12 month period, because they're going to be adding a whole lot of people. Those people aren't going to be making anywhere near the compensation that the people who are there and were given stock in the offering are going to make. Most of their compensation will be in the form of the tremendous wealth created by the offering. And that makes growth difficult. They told us in the roadshow they were going to grow employees 50 to 60% a year. It's very, very hard growing that fast to get a cohesive workforce, and this is a very labor-intensive business. Really, the key is the employees. There's no hard assets in this company. So there's going to be a lot of uncertainty that they're not going to have a quarterly stumble, either purposefully or because they have decided to invest for the longer term, which seems to be the strategy for most of these next-generation internet companies. So I think we'll get to 125, and then it's going to be a very, very tough decision. And I don't really have a firm answer on where it's going to go at that point. But that's, you know, kind of the view from the field right now before the teams have taken the field.
Sure. Well, there was some talk a few days ago that institutional investors were growing kind of lukewarm on the company.
I really am not close enough to that to have a tremendous comment. I think from my knowledge of institutions and the way they value growth stocks, and I spent most of my career with firms that were predominantly growth stock investors, that most of them realize that it probably you can make a rational case for valuing it at $125 billion, and beyond that, you have to assume growth that's probably not going to happen. So I wouldn't think there'd be very much trepidation. And the idea, I think, that is painful for sitting on the sidelines here is the situation with Google. The offering, I think, came at a value of $80 billion, and it's now worth in excess, I believe, of $200 billion. So there was considerable wealth created after the first trade in Google, and if you're a growth investor, you can't not own this if it works. It just doesn't make any sense to me, and to make a negative bet on this thing if you're in the growth stock business.
What if you're an individual? If you want some, how do you get it?
I think there are going to be not a whole lot of satisfied individuals on the initial public offering, and you have to decide, at $125 billion to put your money on the line, and it's not an easy answer. I frankly think if you're an individual, you're much better off buying Google or Apple at 10 and 7 times cash flow than paying a 50 multiple for this thing. This is whatever it does. It's not going to grow 5 times faster than Google or Apple.
Would you be a buyer of Facebook?
I would be a buyer of the stock up to a valuation of 125, and then I think I'd let the market in a couple quarters tell me what I was going to do. We do not run in the media fund. It's not a style-centric portfolio. We're all cap and all style, so I have the luxury to wait. We had decided, interestingly, I think it's kind of funny that we were going to participate in as much as the underwriters gave us stock, and that's another issue, up to the initial public offering range. So first thing I've got to do this morning is talk to my colleagues, and I genuinely don't know where we're going to come out on this, but I'm not shocked that the offering's above the price.
Larry Haverty, portfolio manager at Gamco Investors, on the line from Rye, New York.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.